Lesson 61, The Snowdrop. When the new year comes, the snowdrop is the first of all the flowers to put forth its lovely white blossoms. We call it the snowdrop not only because its flowers are white as snow, but also because they're often seen in early spring, pushing their way through the snow, which then covers the ground. Look at the way in which the flower droops or hangs down its head, and you will see the reason for calling it a drop or droop. The snowdrop was brought to this country from abroad many years ago. It is quite at home with us now, and in a few places it may even be found growing wild. But its usual home is in our gardens and orchards. Let us pull up a snowdrop, roots and all, and see what the entire plant is like. We notice at once that it has a little egg-shaped bulb about half an inch in thickness. White, thread-like roots hang down from this bulb, while from its upper end there rise two narrow green leaves, 6 or 8 inches in length. Between these two leaves, the flower stalk grows up, surrounded by a green folding leaf. Near its top, the flower stalk bends over so that the single white flower at its end hangs downwards. Let us look very closely at this pretty white flower. It is made of 3 large and 3 small white leaves. Inside, there are 6 dust spikes, or stamens, which grow on the top of the seed vessel. You can see the lower part of this seed vessel outside the flower. It looks like a small green swelling at the top of the flower stalk.